Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Monday, November 24th. I'm Megan Lynch. The FBI has taken aim at violent crime in St. Louis, and it's bearing fruit.
The agency says it made 276 arrests as a result of Operation Summer Heat. The FBI says St. Louis produced some of the highest numbers in the country during the national sting. More than 100 weapons recovered, 250,000 grams of meth, 2,600 grams of fentanyl. U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt says the St. Louis office has also been adding agents. And in Washington, the new co-director of the FBI, Missouri's former Attorney General Andrew Bailey.
Now having Andrew Bailey, another Missourian who's served in an important role in the state, in that building, in that sort of executive floor, is a very important thing for us.
On the year, the FBI says St. Louis has seen a 72% increase in arrests as part of violent crime programs. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
FBI Director Kash Patel in St. Louis talking with Senator Eric Schmidt about his agency's top priority.
When you have great elected leadership like the senator we do here in Missouri and great state representatives and local law enforcement willing to get after the fight.
Patel adds the people in St. Louis will see they can do the same thing here that happened in Memphis. He didn't elaborate if that includes sending in the National Guard. A Tennessee judge blocked the Trump administration from using the Guard, but did give the government time to appeal. The trial to remove St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery from office continues today as the defense makes its case.
Sheriff's attorney David Mason hinted to reporters on Friday their defense will include arguing Sheriff Montgomery has changed for the better. Will Montgomery take the stand? We asked Mason.
I doubt if he's called to testify, and I think you understand the reasons why. When I talk about that he's learned, it isn't so much remorse as recognition.
Much of the prosecution's case has focused around painting Montgomery as vengeful while ignoring advice and better judgment. Mason is confident their case isn't sticking in a way that rises to removal.
Quo warranto, warranted. Is it whatever it is it the kind of thing that should lead to a elected official being removed? If you look at all the cases that have been cited, we're looking at people who really seem to have no remorse.
Meanwhile, Attorney General Catherine Hanaway has expressed optimism in how the case has gone for their team. Trial picks up this morning at 9. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The Most Scholars Program will be under the microscope today in Cole County Court. The Missouri National Education Association is suing, calling the change in the program unconstitutional. The law that creates Most Scholars specifically states it's a donation-based, with donors getting a state tax credit. In the last budget bill, Governor Kehoe directed $50 million of general revenue to flow into the program. The NEA says that violates five provisions of the state constitution and has created a state-funded voucher program. A judge last month issued a temporary restraining order. Missouri could be in a good spot amid rising demand for critical minerals for electronics and military uses. Department of Natural Resources Director Kurt Schaefer says the state has 30 of the nation's 50 critical minerals.
Missouri is at the forefront of making sure that to the extent that we have more critical minerals than most states, that we're going to make sure that those are provided for national security and keeping our economy strong.
Missouri's 200-year mining history has left contaminated areas in parts of southeast and southwest Missouri. Schaefer tells Missouri Net talks continue with the EPA to find ways to use Missouri minerals in a way that's less harmful to the environment. For the the first time in its 41-year history, the downtown Thanksgiving parade was held on a Saturday. From the beginning, it would step off Thanksgiving morning. Also new this year, Celebrate St. Louis, now in partnership with the Gateway Arch Foundation. The weather was perfect and drew large crowds who lined Market Street. From the business desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com.
It is folks who are starting things up, folks who are serving residents and families while investing into their hometown.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker praising small businesses after awarding $10 million to Illinois small businesses.
Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity joined business owners, legislators, and community stakeholders over the weekend, just days before holiday shopping swings into high gear.
With nearly $10 million in funding awarded, this round of grants will reach 47 small businesses in communities all across Illinois, supporting the hard work, the creativity, and passion of entrepreneurs and their employees.
Governor Pritzker says this is not the first time, and it won't be the last time grants will be made available to small businesses, because he says it's important to everyone, especially those in elected office, to see the community spurred on with support from state and local government. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.